Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Class, I want to share a few things with you while we connect with Gwyneth. And one of those things is there's this phenomenon that's been happening to me on eBay. And I've bought some things on eBay for, I don't know, probably over 30 years. Generally, the experiences have been good, but lately, and not so much. And I'm talking about things like refrigerator or freezer thermostats. And they're made in China. And they say things like universal, meaning, you know, you can make this, you can adapt this thermostat to fit your unit. And I find that they flat out don't work right. So I send in a message to the seller who's in China. And they typically, you know, if it's like $7, $8, $10, they'll send a refund. They'll want a picture of it. I want some pressure gauges. And what happened with those is they weren't right. One of them vibrated apart within, let's say, a minute. Literally, the insides shook apart, and they weren't screwed tightly together. A couple little tiny screws, like the kinds that hold your eyeglasses together on each side of the frame. A little bigger than that, but not much. And they should be thread locked in, meaning something like a Loctite. They don't do that. It's an extra step, I guess. Extra item in the ingredients of the product. So what I've been finding is that these non-branded items that are available on eBay tend to be, in the most part, substandard. So you would think that if it doesn't have a brand, it's probably from the same factory as the one that has a brand name on it. I think that's possible. But I also think what's possible and way more likely is that the product that is unbranded is a second, meaning it didn't pass quality control. So if you buy a pressure gauge that is made in China that's sold at Menards and it's in a Menards package, I'm talking about the big box lumber type store, hardware store, Menards. I bought one of those and it works fine. It's made in China. And it was about $7. I bought one on eBay and about a couple dollars more shipped, and it fell apart. Bought another one on eBay for, let's say, $10, and it didn't read right. It was off by 10%. Well, 10% is a huge margin of error. So if you bought a fever thermometer, we talked about this earlier this week, if you bought a fever thermometer and it was off by 10 degrees, you know, 10 degrees would mean you 10 degrees too high or 10 degrees too low, you'd be dead, right? So some things are unacceptable. And I bought some socks, and I like gold toe socks, but they've gotten sky high in price. So I wanted some thin socks, thin black socks. It's the only color I wear. And even on the farm, no matter what, that's what I wear, black socks. And they go with everything. And what I try to do is buy, you know, enough of them so that if I lose one, it's still okay. You know, I might have 11 more, that kind of a thing. So what I found out was socks are made in China, of course. Well, I think that the seconds would be Chinese socks that are like 10% too small. They look like they work. They act like they work, but they're too small. So I think that there's something wrong with most of the products that I have bought from eBay that are made in China. Second point, what I found is that if I put something in a cart, and I say, you know what, I'm going to put this in a cart and I'll get a couple other things, and I might buy two or three things, two little things from the same seller, and let's make it easy on the seller, and let's reduce the seller's fees, because they get charged by the transaction as well as the total amount of the transaction. Well, what happens is I put an item in the cart that was $2.38, 10 of them. I went to pay for it just, you know, an hour or two later. They went up to $2.50. I said, forget it. I bought some, or I put in my cart some filters for the farm fuel. We have a farm fuel tank, and I want to filter the diesel fuel before, you know, we have a pump. It pumps the fuel, a hand pump and also an electric pump, and it pumps the fuel out of the bottom of the tank. And I want to make sure we don't put any water, moisture, sediment, whatever might be in this tank from, you know, being 30 years old. I don't want to pump that into the fuel tank of the tractor. So I have a filter that does that. Well, heck, the filter's got to be close to 20 years old now. So I thought, let's get a couple of those. There was a guy selling them for $7 a piece, which is a wonderful price for a brand name. I put four of them in the cart, and I wanted to get a grease gun. And I found a grease gun for $15. So I wanted to put them in the cart and pay for them together to save the seller some fees and also save the seller some shipping money. Well, the filters went up from $7 a piece to $12.50 a piece, four of them, which is $22 extra, while they were in the cart. I'm not kidding. So this, what is this like? That's two instances within a couple days. What is this like? This is like airline airfares. You know, if you wanted to fly somewhere, and who would want to do that, right? But people used to do that. And I used to help people that would want to come to the expos, and I'd say, well, let me see if I can figure out how much it would cost to fly out here. So I would find an airfare, and let's say just a round number, $200. And then I'd go back and check on it later, and it'd be like $250. Same flight. And I'd go back and check on it later, and it'd be $275 or $300. Each time I looked from the same computer, it would go up. I think they have cookies that they send you to track what you've done, and they figure that you're interested, so let's raise the price, let's raise the price. And pretty soon you say, shoot, it went from $200 to $250 to $300. I better get it right now before it goes to $350 or $400. So here's the experiment that you try. Try using another computer for airfares. I'm not kidding. So this airplane, I know this is true. I know they do that, the airlines. I don't like it. I don't like being hoodwinked like this. So last thing I want to tell you is I bought for the campground, which I absolutely positively need. Absolutely need them. These are adapters to adapt an IBC tote for drinking water and washing water to a potable water hose. And they're supposed to fit a 2-inch American pipe thread. They're all made in China. And I wanted food grade. Got them. Took a couple weeks to get them. And they won't fit. So I took a dial caliper, which is a pretty precise measuring instrument. It's not me. It's not the IBC tote. It's these lousy second-rate Chinese adapters that won't screw on. They're too small. They're about a tenth of an inch too small. So if you want to put a 1.9-inch cap on a 2-inch pipe, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. It's not going to work. So I've been fighting with these Chinese sellers, and they said, I'm most so sorry. How about $5 refund? Well, it was about $27 and change. I said, no. These are defective. They're manufactured defect. They will not fit. No one can use them. I can't use them, and no one else can use them. They're worthless. Send me a prepaid shipping label, and I'll send it back to you. They said, well, it costs too much to send it back. How about you do us a favor, big favor, because we're a small company, and we give you $10. My response, no. They sent me another email or message, and they said, how about 15? Most we've ever offered anybody, $15. Most they've ever offered anybody? So everybody's complaining now about these lousy products? That makes sense to me, because no one can use them. Well, I said, no, full refund, or I escalate this with eBay. And they said, $18. I said, tomorrow, I'm going to escalate it with eBay, unless I get a refund. I checked the email this morning, because CenturyLink was down all day after the broadcast yesterday. Another great company, CenturyTel, CenturyLink. They're just miserable. I checked the emails, and I got a full refund. But that's what it's like doing business. So what does this mean? It's not just these lousy $27 adapters. It's the fact that it's holding up the camp. So where am I going to get them? I don't know. I went to Menards. They don't sell them. So it's a problem. Gwyneth is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'd say a little frosted. I'm sick of dealing with these substandard Chinese products and these hoodwinkers who are trying to sell them as if they work. Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chinese economy, I sent you an email a day or two ago, and, you know, the Chinese economy is in a desperate state, and you know, all the factories, or I don't know about all the factories, but a lot of the factories have closed. A lot of the people are out of work. A lot of the people are locked into their home by this silly COVID app they have over there. And so probably the whole Chinese thing will be going away soon.
And it couldn't happen to...
We won't be able to get anything.
It couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. You know, I'm angry about that. I'm angry about that because where is the outrage? Where's the outrage of the rest of the world for the COVID-19 China virus that they've unleashed that's killed three members of my family for sure, three, and it's taken out one of my dear friends down the road. It's taking them out one by one by one. It's horrible. And where is the outrage? How come we haven't gone over there and grabbed a couple of these guys by the collar, put them in the Huskow? How come we haven't had a Nuremberg trial for what the Chinese have done to the world? I'm furious. I just lost another one of my family about a week ago. And it makes me angry. This is number three. It used to be that we didn't, you know, we'd hear about all these people infected with the China virus, but we didn't know anybody. Now, show me a family that hasn't had a death from the China virus. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is live in Australia. And we just got a call from Greg. Greg, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. I just was going to comment on those PTC heaters that I ordered. Well, I had, about a month ago, I had looked up a couple of vacuum pumps. I was just looking at them. I didn't put them in my shopping cart. I had no intention of purchasing them. Well, guess what's included in my order? Those vacuum pumps. I was curious.
Did they charge you for it?
Yeah, they sure did. Mm-hmm. So when they get there, I'm gonna have them remove them, and I'll ask them to provide a, you know, shipping to send them back.
Well, this is just that's ridiculous. That's what I do when I get something from eBay and it's defective. You can't just get it and leave it in a box and you know open it later. You have to open it right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I do is I test it, and if it doesn't work, I let them know immediately that I don't say I want a refund. I say, please provide a prepaid return shipping label because I'm sending this back to you for a full refund. Okay? I don't act like I want to keep the product. And what happens is it costs them so much to have it shipped back, they don't want it back. They just want you to go away. And they're afraid that you're going to bash them. Yeah. Well, yeah. Amazon is better, in my opinion, on shipping But eBay was better in terms of returns for defective products. But the problem with eBay is they have so many defective products. So it's a mess now. It's turned into a minefield. So this $27.88 package of adapters, that's a showstopper for me. It's a big deal. It's not the $27. It's the fact that it's junk. And how do I know? How do I know what's good and what's not? And now the Chinese are putting in a disclaimer on some of their products. And they're saying the sizes may differ. The sizes may differ from what we tell you they are. Now, what the heck does that mean? So when it comes to class, you have never purchased a piece of American plumbing made in America that does not fit. You've never gone to Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards and bought some PVC fittings and tried to put them together and find out that they don't fit. That's never happened.
Yeah,
it's never happened with iron pipe. It's never happened with galvanized pipe. But with the Chinese junk, it happened. What was that?
Yeah. I say if it says three-quarter fine thread on there, you should expect a three-quarter fine thread.
That's exactly right. It's you know what it's like, class. It's like trying to put a cap that's too small on a bottle. You can't do it. It won't work. And I don't have the pipe thread, an adjustable pipe thread device to fix this. I don't even know if there is such a thing. You know, to re-thread it. But it's an inside pipe thread. It's female. So it won't work. The fact is, here's what I believe happened. I believe that these Chinese companies copy each other. So one guy has a product, and the other guys go, we can sell them too. So they take a copy of the original, and they copy that copy. So every time they copy a copy, the dimensions change. And I think what they forgot is that when they pour liquid molten plastic into a mold, that when they take it out of the mold, it cools. And when it cools, it shrinks. And I think they forgot that. So the mold might be close to fitting, but the plastic that comes out of the mold, when it cools and shrinks, is too small. And
now I'm wondering if this... This sending it to me is part of that program. I heard him talk about, we'll know what you're going to order before you order it, and it will be at your door.
Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Greg, thanks so much.
You're wrong, Miller.
Greg, thank you so much. I know Gwyneth has a lot that she's going to be teaching today, including a question I have about the queen. Her queen, her hands are turning blue and have turned blue, and that is a sign of poor health. Actually, it's a circulatory issue, from what I know. Not that I'm a doctor, but I do read a lot. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed in California wildfires over the last few days. Record-breaking temperatures and drought are fueling the events. Over 4,000 firefighters are battling 14 large fires around the state. In fact, 45 new fires erupted on Sunday alone. The Washington Post is reporting a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was one of the documents in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. Jeff Diehl, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. He will now run against Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November.
You know, this campaign has always been about you, the people of Massachusetts. I am tremendously humbled and honored to have received your support at the polls today.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
That says getting around 4,000 to around 10,000 steps per day is recommended to reduce that risk. Those between 40 and 79 who achieved the high end of the scale were 50% less likely to get dementia over a 7-year period. Those who got fewer steps in but did so at a faster pace saw their risk decline by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vape manufacturer Juul Labs Incorporated agreed to pay at least $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states. Under the deal, which includes 33 states and Puerto Rico, Juul is barred from depicting people under 35 in its marketing product placements in film and television, advertising on billboards and social media, and selling Juul-branded merchandise and funding education programs in schools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I just did a history, and typically I don't buy items from eBay sellers that are less than 99% positive feedback. But you can't even tell if the feedback's any good anymore. But here, this is the same company. Feedback. Part does not fit 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee as advertised. Next one says, doesn't match the original machine. It's a cheap copy of the original. Another one says, it's too small, not the same as the picture. The other one says, doesn't work right. Cheap quality. Absolutely correct. So, class, these negatives came I guess they started selling negatives, items that got negative feedback right away. So be really, really careful with eBay. Gwyneth, what's on the calendar for today?
Okay. People have to really be aware of what's going on. And there's, you know, I wrote an email. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it. I wrote it and then I fell asleep. I woke up and it was like 15 minutes before the broadcast. So I said, oh, shoot, I better send that email off to Vincent. but anyway, what I wrote in the email, I'll actually read a bit out to you. Hang on a moment. I'll just get my phone doing its proper thing. And I'll... Would it be okay if I read the email out to the whole class?
Well, sure. I'm just bringing an email again. I bring it in before the broadcast. I didn't have it. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, I don't have it. But no.
Okay. No, that's fine. I did send it. But anyway, I'll read it now. So everybody can get a taste of what a letter to Vincent actually sounds like. And, you know, if you want to go and buy my book on Amazon, then you can, or you can email me and I'll be able to send you a copy at a special price. But this is an example of the letters that I write to Vincent. Vincent, today I would like to talk about what is coming down the pipe this winter and what we can do to prepare for it. I have been watching a lot of preparedness YouTube videos, and I can tell that although a lot of these people think that they are prepared or in the process of getting prepared, really they're not. And if they don't get a clue right now, many of them will not survive the coming winter. The top mistakes I am seeing are as follows. One, assuming that just because you have a stash of food and water, you're okay. While food and water stores are important, they will run out, and they will likely run out sooner than you think. Added to this, quote, I have a cord of wood, / gold, silver, bitcoin, / a bug-out bag, so I'm okay, unquote. This attitude will kill a lot of people and they won't even realize their mistake until it's too late. Mistake number two. Assuming that you will be okay writing this thing out while living in the burbs or even worse, in an apartment. If you own urban or suburban real estate, a house or apartment, the best thing to do is to sell it now. Buy rural land with or without a house and begin to set up your homestead. If you don't have real estate, you should gather whatever capital you can and use it to set up whatever off-grid rural land you can get to. Share farming, BLM, that means Bureau of Land Management, squatting, etc. Of course, this is a more precarious situation, but your chances of surviving in this situation are still going to be higher than if you are in town. Mistake number three. Thinking that if you just obey all the government rules, everything will be okay. If people still believe this, after everything that has happened in the last 2 years, I almost don't even know what to say. At this time, especially following the government rules, will get you killed. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon, Gwyneth. And that was my email that I wrote. The Century Tell forward to you.
Yeah, I think the reason is that Century Tell's not used to emails that long. They're used to emails like, what up? CenturyTel is so bad. Absolutely so bad. I was frosted yesterday because I couldn't use the internet for farm business. I mean, not because I'm, you know, on the home shopping network or something like that. I'm trying to do things for the farm. I need to find information. For example, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I've welded, but I've never welded successfully cast iron. Well, I have this antique hay wagon that I need to use for the farm to bring the IBC totes with water to the campground. So we restored this hay wagon. It's all done except for one thing. All we have to do is this, when I bought it, concealed damage was a cracked wheel hub. And the guy had repaired it. It's cast iron. And it was not disclosed. So when we took the hay wagon apart to restore it, that's when we found out that it has a cracked wheel hub. And I can't get a replacement wheel hub for a 1941 year of manufacture hay wagon. Can't get one. So I have to fix it. So it's cast iron, and you use a nickel alloy welding rod or nickel alloy MIG welder wire for welding it. And I needed the information about that, and I couldn't get it because the internet's down again. So it's everything's really frustrating. Really, really frustrating. So you really, class, here's the point. You have to figure out how to do these things for yourself. Now, not everybody's going to have a welder, but your neighbor might. And you might have something that your neighbor needs, and you can work together, maybe, and, you know, if you get along and you start trusting each other. That's really the plan, but it's hard to do, especially because that knowledge is dying. The people who know how to do these things are older, and they're being taken out by the Chinese virus. I'm not kidding. The knowledge base is being destroyed. And so if you're dependent on the internet, which you are, how are you going to know how to do things? Which is why for decades I've been buying books, because I figured someday this was going to happen. I figured that we would not be able to... Well, it sure is easier to have the index for the internet, and you just type in a search phrase, and bang, there it is. But what happens if the internet's down? It's not there. Now what are you going to do? That's why I bought these books. And do I read them all the time? No. But when I need them, I have them. But I don't have a welding book. And that's something I need to concentrate on. But, you know, I can certainly weld without a book, but this is a specialty welding item, cast iron. It's not all that easy. It really isn't. You have to heat up the part. The part has to be absolutely clean. You have to have valleys that you're going to fill with the weld. Then you have to clean it. Then you have to peen it while you're welding it. Peen it, which means tap it with a ball peen hammer to keep it from cracking. Then you have to keep it warm after it's done welding, so it cools very, very, very slowly, like for hours. It's a different process of just taking a stick welder and banging it out. So what Gwyneth is saying, get out of Dodge. Really, get out of Dodge. Because things could happen to you like Jackson, the city of Jackson, that ran out of water because the pump broke. And they don't know when it's going to be fixed. Or the flooding, this massive flooding on the East Coast. And don't drink the water because it's your neighbor's septic system. There were some really, really serious problems. And they're popping up. Everything is breaking. Everything is breaking. The UPS drivers, I read that they make around $95,000 a year. And they don't think it's enough. I know they work hard. I had a neighbor who was a UPS driver, and I know he worked hard. No question about it. But $95,000 is a lot of money, right? At least I think it is. It's more than four times what I make. Okay. So, Gwyneth's message, get out of Dodge. Do it immediately. Learn skills. Get the books, like, right now. There's no more time. There's no more time. We're out of time. You need the spare parts. You need the fluids, the lubricants. Tomorrow, Kathy's going to tell us some stories about what is happening in the real world. It's amazing. I don't want to steal her thunder. It's amazing what's happening in the automobile market. She shared a story with me yesterday. Kathy's a wealth of knowledge. As a matter of fact, all of your instructors are a wealth of knowledge. And we're all saying the same thing. Get out of Dodge, except for Bert. He's in Dodge. And someday, when he figures out how he's going to get one of those electric vehicles to go more than 100 miles, he's going to show up here. And he's going to say, hey, Vinny, I left 3 years ago, but here I am. I was able to charge and go, you know. I was able to charge and go for 15 minutes at a time, but here I am. It's good to see you. What's for dinner? Gwyneth, you and I and the instructors are all saying the same thing. It's serious. It's not getting any better. There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's not going to get any better. It's, if you think that, in a few years this will all fly over and, you know, we'll all go back to how the world once was, you're dreaming. It's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because of what you mentioned, Vincent. The old people who knew how to do everything are currently dying off. And my dad told me that when I was in my teens. And he turned to me one day and he said, you know something, the world is going to face a big, big problem. I think I've said this on air before. And he said, the world's running out of engineers. He said, all the engineers that I know are all about my age. And he would have been, oh gosh, he was 44 when I was born. So he would have been about, 60 at this time, 59 or 60 years old. And he said, they're all about my age. And in 20 or 30 years, there's going to be none of them left.
Yeah. Yeah, the average age of USA preparers is probably around 70.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, the Queen has been photographed and it's on the internet, and her hands are blue. There's no question about it. And she's extremely frail, and there's pictures of her. She's more hunched over than ever before. Do you have any information about this? Do you think that her condition is getting worse, whatever it may be?
I haven't been studying about the Queen lately, you know. But if her fingers and toes are turning blue, I would say that probably the end is very near, because that means that her circulatory system is starting to shut down. And once that happens, there's really no way around it. Once your heart stops wanting to beat, what are you going to do? You know? It's like that her life force is just ebbing away. You know? And nobody lives forever. You know? You can push it and push it and push it, but you end up being a hollowed out shell, and that's just how it is. You can't keep going. Nobody can keep going forever, and it doesn't matter how much baby's blood is pumped through you. That only works up to a point, and that's, you know, there's rumors that that all the members of the royal family are all, you know, kept young, in quotation marks, by having the blood of young, blood transfusions of young people pumped into them. It's just, you know, it is disgusting, but apparently that's what they've all been doing. But that only works up to a point, because it's your telomeres. That means it's the ends of your DNA have the section on them, and it's been described to me like the end of a shoelace. So you get a shoelace, and it's got this welded plastic thing on the end, and once it's frayed away, then, you know, you can kiss your shoelace goodbye, basically, because you can't thread it anymore. That's what the telomere is like. And as they degrade, your ability to replicate DNA within your body degrades, and that's how you age. And yeah, like I say, when it gets to the point where you've practically got no telomeres left, then you're going to die. And I think that that's the point that Her Majesty is at. Does that make sense, Milton?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Gwyneth, when we started the broadcast, you asked me how I was doing, and I said, you know, frosted. One of the things I did, we have a lot of books here at the farm, and old books. And I have in front of me a 1908 Sears Roebuck catalog, Sears Roebuck and Company. And so this is a copy of the 1908 catalog. So 114 years old. I'm looking at a farm bell, and here's why I'm frosted. I bought a farm bell. There was a guy selling it on Craigslist, and he was in Arkansas years ago. And I thought, you know, we need to have a way of telling everybody there's an emergency. We need to have a way of calling our dogs without yelling. And so that's what farm bells are for. So there's a company that manufactured farm bells, and the company is called Crystal. C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Crystal Bell Company. And they're manufactured in the United States. And the one that I wanted was, it's called a 16-inch, so it measures 16 inches across. It's cast iron. It has a cast iron frame, has a cast iron arm, has a cast iron clapper. It's all cast iron. There was a guy in Arkansas selling it on Craigslist. And I went to see him. He said, you know what? I want to give you, it was like $500. Okay? He said, I want to give this to you because, you know, he kind of liked me, I guess, because I never met him before, but just we're two guys connected by Craigslist. And he said it was in his family for all these years, and he thought it would have a good home, and he knew I wanted to restore it and use it. It wasn't something I wanted to buy and sell. And I said, no, I can't do that. And so I said, can I give you $100? And he said, okay. So I gave him $100 for this bell. It weighs 50 pounds, 50. They sell, if you want to look on eBay, you'll see them for, I don't know, $300, $400, $500. Crystal. It's a number two. It's called a number two. They have a number one, two, three, four, you know, et cetera. This is size number two. And in 1908, before the Federal Reserves got their grubby, disgusting hands on us, this bell, brand new, sold at Sears Roebuck for $1.47. Before the Federal Reserve destroyed our monetary system and everybody else's as well. Those greedy people have been siphoning off all of our hard work. Took a bell that would cost $1.47, and now they're $500 used.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.